One more.
Ultra combo.
Okay, now we're good.
I like that one. I pepper that one in every now and then.
All right.
Oh, lordy.
Lordy, lordy is right. Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 229.
This is a podcast where two drunken Dysons play retro games for your amusement. I am Dyson number one. My name is Jurek.
And I am Dyson number two. My name is Earl. And I'm not quite sure why we're Dysons.
Because Dyson is a brand of vacuum cleaners.
Oh, I would have known better if you said Hoovers.
I think I called us Hoovers on a previous
episode.
I had Hoovers written down originally. And then I changed it to Dysons.
I see. All right. Well, anyway, we're a couple of Dysons, a couple of vacuums today, as we're about to play Kirby's Dream Land 3 on the Super Nintendo.
You know it.
And it should be pretty fun. I mean, I've never actually played this one.
I
may have played it, but like I've never like devoted any time to it. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
But anyway, before we get to Kirby's Dream Land 3, how's it going this week, Jurek?
We were windbags in Kirby Superstar.
Oh, we are windbags, not Hoovers.
Yes, okay. We could have been Hoovers.
Well, that's okay. A Dyson. I should have known. I when you said Dyson, for some reason, like I thought of knives. Are there Dyson knives? Like,
not that I know of.
Maybe I just like was thinking like dicing.
Dyson?
Yeah, I'm Dyson. Slicing Dyson.
Vacuum cleaners and Miles Dyson from Terminator 2.
I know. That was actually my very first thought. Miles Dyson. I was like, why are we Miles Dyson? What are we inventing Skynet over here?
Like, you know it.
But yeah, how's it going this week, Drake?
It's going pretty good. I'm dealing with a bit of a shoulder injury.
Oh, but, no. What happened? You taking x-rays too hard or something?
Well, that's what made it worse was, well, I injured it a while ago, lightly injured it, like working out, just lifting too heavy of weights over my shoulders, overhead. And then it took some time off from working out and stuff, and then it felt really good. And then I worked out again, and it was slightly injured again. And then the other day at the hospital, to take like portable x-rays, we have this, you know, machine we drive into people's rooms. And then there's, so the thing that receives the x-rays has to be, you know, underneath the patient.
Right, right.
And a lot of
times. Oh, you have to lift them up.
Well, no, a lot of times the patients we do these on, like the chest ones on, are unconscious.
Oh, yeah.
All hooked up to stuff. So we like push it underneath them into a little pocket that's like built into the bed.
Oh.
And I like push it under and like just put all my muscle into it, and you just like immediately like, oh god, messed it up now.
Did you immediately turn around and take your own x-ray to know what was happening? No? Okay.
No. But yeah, it kind of hurts. I've been having my arm in like a sling the past like 2 days.
Oh, just really?
To, like, take the weight off of it, like icing it. It's felt a little better today. Give it some time.
All right. Well, I hope your injury heals quick.
Sprained my like shoulder joint, like right up here.
Ah, okay.
But other than that, I'm good. I felt like I had something else I was gonna say, but maybe I didn't.
Okay.
Great. Shoulder injury, and then yeah, just you know, dealing with. Oh yeah, I was gonna say that. Tomorrow. I gotta be all clean shaven.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, the beard is going away, man.
Wait a minute. Why?
Because our school is making us get like fit tested for N95.
Oh, yep.
To get a proper seal,
you can't have facial hair. Oh my god, what does your wife think of that?
She's not thrilled about it.
Okay.
I made Who knows? I might not be married after tomorrow.
See. She's going to divorce you because you have to shave your beard.
Seems like a lot of work to go through a divorce process when she can just wait like 2 weeks and I'll have a beard again.
Wait, so like you just have to get fitted and like...
They're doing fit testing on campus for people who are still coming into school. But at this point, it's kind of precautionary that they want everyone to have one and be ready just in case they decide, like, okay, now whenever you go on campus, you have to be wearing an N95 mask. Right now, they're not going to require us to wear them yet. I mean, they say you can wear it. They'll give you one and you can wear it if you want.
Okay.
But you don't need to.
So wait a minute here. Like, Revelers, I'll just bring up to speed real quick. We here in Minnesota, we've just sort of gone back in, like, not that we ever really left lockdown, but we're back on a, it's called Dial Back Minnesota is what they're calling it. And it's like, so we're not to like even go visit friends or anything like
that. All indoor dining is shut down.
Yeah. But so they're still having you go into school though.
I mean, we only go in, my class is split into like three separate groups, and each group goes in every other week,
just
one day, because we have to go into the lab still, and like, we're still learning how to do some of the procedures in lab.
Okay.
So I go in every other Monday.
Ah, okay.
For like 5 or 6 hours.
And then you go to the hospital on Mondays too, right?
No, on days I go into the lab, I don't go to the hospital.
Oh, too. I see. Okay. Well, now we know your whole schedule, Jurek, so that's excellent.
But yeah, so tomorrow I'm getting fit tested, though.
Oh, so you gotta shave off the beard.
I gotta shave the beard away.
I mean, you shaved it what? Or no, you just had a mustache, right? No.
No, I shaved it January.
Ago. Yeah, okay.
So almost a year ago.
Like, I can't actually remember the last time I didn't have a beard.
And that time it was just because, I had a beard. I just, occasionally take it away and let it grow in from scratch.
I used to only have to shave mine when I was, like, in a show in college, I couldn't have a beard, or they wanted it to, that one time I had to shave those fucking stupid mutton chops onto my face. I hated those so much. Anyway.
I wish it wasn't, winter time, because the beard keeps my face warm.
I know. Well, you know what? The good thing about right now, though, which I was appreciating at work the other day, like, my face was cold. It was cold in the building. And I was like, you know what I'm going to do? Whoop. I just put on my mask.
Right.
And, like, my cloth mask really was a nice little scarf for me there. Yeah, so.
Pretty much anytime I go anywhere, I'm wearing a mask. So that keeps my face warm.
And like, I only don't wear a mask at work, Revelers, because I'm literally the only one in the building. So, yeah. I have it on me at all times, but anyway, cool. Well, yeah, shaving your beard. Okay.
That's my life.
All right.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. I had an okay week. We're slowly getting a handle on this virtual nonsense that we're doing.
Movie you're making.
Yeah. We're making a movie. And what I dislike the most about this whole process is that nobody will just come out and say that's what we're doing. We're either doing a virtual production or an online play or like, sorry people, we're making a movie, okay. And like, that's
making a talkie.
Yeah. We're making one of the talkies, but we're getting a handle on it and it's actually going well. And like, I'm not trying to badmouth my coworkers or anything. That's not what I mean. I just, so I don't know. So that's good. But, I also started streaming again this week, which is fun. I don't know. I like was doing it at the beginning of the summer and then like the riots started happening and it just didn't feel right to be streaming while people were rioting outside, so I kind of stopped for a while, but I started back up again this week and it was quite, I only did it two times this week, but, or two nights, but, mostly Smash, but I also played a little, I'll just talk about it now. I played a little Donkey Kong Country 2, and Jurek watched me stream.
Loved it.
It was okay. I was not thrilled with some of it.
It's fantastic. It's a perfect game.
It's flawless. It is not. Issues. I do have a major question though. like, I don't know if something was weird with the stream and the audio coming into my headphones or something, but like, why, like there was no music most of the time. Like the, I would start a level, like, especially like the first few levels, like I would start a level and like the music would like very slowly fade in, like, and it would be like fully there when I was like halfway through the level. Like, is that how it always is?
No.
Yeah.
There's like music constantly.
See, I don't, but when I would be like on the main like hub world, like the music was totally fine. But then when I would go into a level, it was all weird. So like, I don't, but I didn't change any settings or anything. So
I don't know. I guess I don't, maybe I'll play it on Switch Online. I don't know if they did something weird. I mean, don't mess with David Wise's music.
I know. I mean, it's great music. Like, don't get me wrong. The music is really good in Donkey Kong Country 2. And, and I will admit that the game is really great, but, but I still like to complain about it. But, what I really hate is the squawks levels. Jerk. I hate squawks. I hate being They're the tough. Bird is carrying you around, and the bramble levels are the fucking worst. Anyway, I'll stop complaining.
Just wait about until you get to one later where you got the level that the only level really that I have trouble with is there's a level as squawks where you have to race like another bird. So you have to just like go through it as fast as you can at one point. And you have to win the race.
Ugh.
And it's fucking hard.
Yeah, I'll get there eventually. I think I'm going to just only play Donkey Kong Country 2 while I'm streaming. It, like, honestly, what I've learned about streaming, especially streaming Smash, is it really helps me keep a level head. Like, like people could be, like, some people, especially with Smash, people are usually watching, or at least the people I'm playing usually have the stream going too. And so, like, I don't get as salty and, like, you know, like mad and I can more easily be like, oh, you're really good, dude. You know, instead of like, if I'm by myself, I'll just be like, this guy's fucking garbage, even though he's destroying me, you know, like, but yeah, so I've been streaming again. So that's fun. So Revelers, twitch.tv/DukeAcorns, twitch.tv/DukeAcorns, check it out if you want. I would appreciate it. I don't know. It's really like, you know, I obviously know I'm not going to be like the guy who's got 5,000 people watching them, but like it is much better when at least one person is watching and interacting. Like, I don't know. But it's fun. I was playing Smash with somebody from Russia the other day, which was cool. Like, and I was just like, wait a minute, you're from Russia? Like, you must have literally the greatest internet connection of all time, because it was not laggy at all. It was a fine, like we were having fine matches, but I don't know. It was a girl. She said she lived in Russia. So, I don't know. Pretty cool though.
I mean, lots of other countries have way better internet than we do.
That is true. That is true. So
actually, the U.S. kind of lags behind a lot of places with their shitty internet.
Yeah, because like I was getting off, I was gonna stop streaming, and then she was like, "Wait a minute, just want to know where you're at. Like, what time is it where you're at? So I know if I can catch your stream again." And I was like, "Oh, it's 9 p.m. here," and she was like, "Oh yeah, it's 6 a.m. in Russia right now."
Like, she like, woke up first thing in the morning,
I guess, and started playing Smash. Yeah, or was probably just up from the night before. You know, like that was my guess. But and the only reason I knew it was a girl is because I kept calling her Bra. And then and she said this weird thing. She was like, "Oh, you keep referring to me as dude or bra, but I'm feminine." And the way she said it, I was like, "I'm feminine." Like, no, people, like, I don't know, English speakers probably wouldn't say it like that, you know? Right. And I thanked her for correcting me, you know, like I should not have made those assumptions, but I also call everybody dude and bra. So like,
dude and bra are gender neutral.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that's what I've been doing. I've been streaming Smash. Also, Animal Crossing had a new update this week, and you can fucking sit down now. And it's literally the greatest thing that has ever happened to the Animal Crossing universe. Like, I actually sent Jurek's wife a little video of just me and another villager sitting down in the plaza watching another villager sing. And it was the greatest moment of my life. Like, I was just like, this is what I've been waiting for the entire time Animal Crossing is out. I can actually sit down and watch and enjoy life with them, you know?
Sit on the ground.
You can just sit on the ground. It's so good. And you can also do like yoga with them now, and you can work out with them. There's the workout reaction is like a minute or two long. It's huge. It's like, if you watch the whole thing, they go through all these different workouts, and it's hilarious.
I haven't done that.
It's good stuff. Anyway, yeah, Animal Crossing got a new update. Well, we got Turkey Day coming up, and we got Toy Day, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas in the game. So that'll be cool. And they added some New Year's items as well. So,
ooh.
Yeah. Anyway, Jurek, what have you been playing this week?
So I started playing a new game that just came out this week.
Ooh.
It's called Mars Horizon.
Mars Horizon. Why do I feel like every single game that comes out these days has the word horizon?
I don't know. but basically, it's a...
What are you playing on, PS4?
I'm playing it on Xbox, but it's on Switch and PS4 and everything. Okay. I probably should have gotten it. It would have been a good game on Switch to even play like handheld, just while like watching stuff on TV.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a space agency simulator. I would call it. Space so you're essentially like. I mean, I guess you start at the beginning and you pick if you're like the Americans, the Europeans, China, Japan, or Russia, and you're like operating their space agency starting in like the 50s.
Oh, okay. So
starting with just like getting like,
you got to get to the moon.
Can we get a rocket that goes into space even? Okay, now we've made it into space. Let's put a satellite in space. And now let's, you know, launch an actual person into space. And now let's launch a thing with multiple people into space and working your way up to eventually landing on Mars, I think.
Oh, and you're
kind of competing with the other agencies.
The like, Russians. Let's not lie. You're competing with the Russians.
Yeah. I'm more, I think the Russians I'm not really threatened by in the game. It's more Japan and China, I think, are giving me a run for my money.
Ah, interesting. Okay. So it doesn't follow the real space race.
No, it does not. Okay. You have different, you know, missions that you have to achieve, like the things I just kind of listed off. As you work your way through, but to get access to those, then you have to research different components and like research a new rocket, and then once you research it, you can build it. And then once you build it, you can get everything assembled, you select your launch date, you launch, and it is, you know, successful or not or whatever.
Okay, so like what would make it not successful? Like if you put the wrong part in your ship.
It's basically just like random chance. Like when you build your rocket, it'll say, you know, this whole setup you have has a 75% probability to succeed.
That's not very good. Like I would not launch a rocket with only a 75% chance.
I have not seen anything higher than 75%.
What? So there's a 25% chance.
25%. Yeah, but
one out of four launches will fail. That is not acceptable.
It won't necessarily fail. Like I have had ones that have an issue go wrong with them, and then it just makes your next step in that slightly less, like it lowers your success rate on the next part of it or something.
Okay.
But I have not had any catastrophic like explosions or anything. No
challenger situations on your hand.
No challenger situations.
Okay.
But yeah, and then you build out your space area like mission control and research laboratories.
It's okay.
And, like, launch pads.
It's okay to say space-based, Drick. I know that's what you're going to say.
To me, space-based implies a base in space.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's why
okay.
I didn't want to say
space. So it's not your space base. It's your Earth-based space base.
It's like my Earth, yes, my Earth-based space center.
Okay. Your Earth-based space base.
My Earth-based space base. Yeah. but yeah, it's, I mean, it's fun. It's getting a little repetitive.
Okay. And,
I mean, I enjoy a little simulator
yeah.
Every now and then, just sitting back and doing whatever, building out my base, my space base.
Your space base, your Earth base.
Launching rockets and whatnot, but we'll see. I just kind of put it on. I put like a podcast on and listen to that.
Cool.
There's nothing. You don't need to hear anything in the game.
Mars Horizon.
Mars Horizon. It's only $18 or something.
Okay. Cool. Like, it sounds actually kind of fun. I don't know. I would maybe enjoy fun. A game like that. Cool. Yeah,
look it up and see if it seems like something that would interest you.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you?
I'm getting ready to. I think I'm close to launching my moon mission.
Oh, your moon mission. So you have not been to Mars?
No, I have not. I've orbited the moon and done some other things, but I have not landed anyone on the moon
yet. I see.
That's like a couple missions away, I think.
Okay, but, so I mean, basically, once you land on the moon, you're basically caught up to where we are now. You know,
I know that's like in real life. Unless I'm launching a ton of other satellites.
That's not true. I bet you'll have to launch like a probe to Mars or something, and we launch a rover to Mars,
and then probably land a rover on Mars.
Yeah, yeah. So then you'll be caught up to us.
Right. Once I land a rover on Mars, then. Yeah, caught up to real life.
To real life. Nice. Cool. We'll
see how fast I can do that. I'm still in 1964 or 65 right now.
Okay.
I'm going to try to beat us to the moon.
Okay. Yeah, you got to do it before, what, 69? 69, yep. Cool. Cool. Is that that's what you've been playing this week?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Well, what do you think? Should we move on and get to our three questions here?
We should.
All right. So this week we're playing a little Kirby's Dream Land 3. And in case you don't know, what we do, Revelers, is Jurek does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he's stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Jurek?
Bring it.
Here we go. Kirby's Dream Land 3, ready. Super Nintendo, question number one. Metroids make a cameo in this game. They appear in one level of the game. In true Metroid fashion, what happens if you 100% the level, meaning you destroy all of the Metroids?
You, Samus is at the end of the level and she has her helmet off.
That is correct. So, yep, if you finish the level without killing all the Metroids, Samus will still be at the end, standing at the exit, but she has her helmet on. If you kill all the Metroids, then, yeah, she'll have her helmet off, which is likely a reference to pretty much every Metroid game where there's some way to unlock, like, a Zero suit version of Samus, you know, like, where she has some part of her suit off.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the Justin Bailey code in the first one. okay, one for one here, Jurek. Not too bad. Not too bad. Here we go. Question number two. Kirby's Dream Land 3 was the second to last game for the SNES to be released in North America. It was the last game officially released by Nintendo. What was the actual last game released for the Super Nintendo in North America? This has not much to do with Kirby's Dream Land 3, but
yeah.
Kirby's Dream Land was the last official Nintendo release. But there's one more game that was released after it. Is it
that Flintstones game? Oh.
It is not. In fact, it is Frogger of all games.
What?
The Super Nintendo version of Frogger was the last game to be officially released for the system in North America. And funnily enough, the Genesis version of Frogger was also the last game to be released for that system.
I didn't even know there was Frogger on Super Nintendo.
Yeah, it's like Super Frogger or something. It's I don't know.
Is it rare and expensive?
No, actually, it's like everybody had Frogger. Maybe not everybody had it, but like, I feel like it's one of those, I don't know. It's Frogger. So people like bought it, you know, yeah, like, I don't know.
I just know some of the late, Super Nintendo games are expensive because people had already like moved on to, you know, N64.
Oh yeah. Like this was released almost a year after the N64 came out. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So it's a late game, and that's why this is like one of the very best games for the Super Nintendo. It looks super good. It's probably the best looking Super Nintendo game. Well, maybe. I mean, that's debatable, but yeah, because, you know, they had everything on lockdown by this point. They knew what they were doing.
Yeah. I hope so.
Okay, one for two here, Drake. One for two. Okay, now just bear with me on this question. This third question here is a little convoluted. I couldn't really figure out how to word it. So there's a lot
Kirby's of... Kirby's Dream Land is very expensive on SNES.
Kirby's Dream Land was not honest.
Kirby's Dream Land. This one.
Oh, the cartridge? Like the cheapest, yeah.
Yeah, it's like $130, $140
bucks. Yeah. That's because nobody bought it. Everybody had an N64 by this time, you know?
Well, yeah, that's what I was saying. That's why I assumed Frogger was maybe expensive.
I don't think it is. I mean, look up Frogger. Like,
no, it's
$20 maybe?
It's like $35.
$35? Okay. I mean, that's actually more expensive than some of them, you know? Like, that's probably more expensive than, like, Pilot Wings or F-Zero.
Right.
I mean, maybe not F-Zero, but... Anyway, okay, here we go. Question number three. Now, just bear with me on this. Here we go.
Okay.
The ESRB, or the Entertainment Software Rating Board, originally rated this game as K to A, which is kids to adult, which that rating would later become E for everyone. But at the time, it was K through A. However, 2012 saw the release of Kirby's Dream Collection Special Edition on the Wii, and that game was rated E10+. Meaning everyone 10 and older, or it was for everyone 10 and older. It was given that rating specifically for Kirby's Dream Land 3. Now, keep in mind, the game on the Wii version is the exact same game on the Super Nintendo. Why did they change the rating so drastically?
I mean, does it... the only thing I can think is does it have to do with, like, the final boss fight? Because the final boss is actually, like, weirdly, like, graphic with, like, you fight this eyeball thing and its attack is in one of its, like, three or four stages is little, like, slits basically appear in its eye and it, like, shoots blood out at you.
That is absolutely correct. So, okay, so why the rating changed so drastically? Well, I mean, that's, I'm going to give you that one, but basically why the rating changed so much is because the original game raters must not have actually beaten the game. You get to the possessed King DDD, and you can beat him. And if you haven't gotten all of the heart stars, which there's one per world or something like that, like per world, not per level, but if you haven't got all the heart stars after you beat possessed DDD, the game just ends there. And the original raiders must not have collected all the heart stars, because if you do collect them all, you face the true final boss, who's called Zero, who is a giant eyeball that cuts himself to shoot his blood at you, and then he flies into the background to shoot tears of blood at you.
Yeah.
So they changed the rating because the game features a lot of cartoon blood, and it's fucking just hilarious to me that they could have missed that the first time around.
Yeah, like, because it's the secret, it's like the true ending or whatever. I watched it on YouTube.
I did too, and it is so gross.
Like, little like slits just appear all over the eyeball, yeah. And then like the red blood red iris part of the eyeball just like pops out and starts like shooting blood at you and stuff.
And I didn't watch this part, so I didn't include it in my answer there, but apparently too, when you beat King DDD, possess King DDD, like if you've gotten all the heart stars or something, I don't know, apparently his chest rips open and there's like jaws on his chest, and then the eyeball's like inside and like comes out of him, and it's like all graphic and gross, like, and this is an officially Nintendo released game, you know? Yeah. Like, that's Nintendo. It's Kirby. Like, why is it so fucking violent? I don't know. I just thought that was so great, though, that like it took them 15 years, like from 1997 to 2012 to to actually give a proper rating. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Well, cool. So So you were what? You were 2 for 3 there, Drake. 2 for 3. Not too shabby. Not too shabby. Would you like to tell the revelers and I a little bit about Kirby's Dream Land 3 for the Super Nintendo?
I sure do. Kirby's Dream Land 3 was released in 1997, developed by HAL Laboratory and published by Nintendo. The game's director is Shinichi Shimamura, who basically directed ton of Kirby games.
Yeah, there's like the Shimamura, or Shimi, what is it? Shimamura?
Shimamura.
Shimamura. They call it the Dark Matter Trilogy. Yeah, which must be, I think it's Kirby's Dream Land 2.
It's 2, 3, and 64.
And 64, yeah, yeah.
And then he did some other Kirby games as well.
Right, right.
I don't remember what the most recent one. Like, he didn't do the, he's not with them, I don't think, anymore.
Yeah. I mean, what did Sakurai do? He created Kirby. He made the first one.
Sakurai created Kirby. Like, he was him and like Satoru Iwata.
Iwata, yeah.
Were like the creators of the game, and Sakurai was he designed the look of Kirby.
Okay, yeah.
Essentially. I mean, that's... even though the original design was supposed to, it was just like a placeholder design. Like,
that's right.
Make something really easy so that we can, and then we'll work on his like real final forms. So he was like, okay, we'll draw this little circle, put some little feet on him, just something easy to temporarily have in there. And then we're like, oh, that's actually kind of cool.
That's literally the most adorable thing I've ever seen in my life.
Let's just leave him like that.
Yeah, Kirby is he might be the most adorable video game character, main character of all time, you know? Like, he's just cute AF. Anyway.
The composer is Jun Ishikawa.
Okay.
Who also did just a crap ton of Kirby games.
All the Kirby games, yeah.
Yeah, seemed like both those guys were just, they worked at HAL Laboratories to work on Kirby games.
Nice, nice. Well, should we listen to some of his jams right now?
Indeed.
And we're back. It's good. It's definitely Kirby music. I'll tell you that much.
It is definitely Kirby, but it's also, yeah, it's really good. Some of the songs got a little like walking bass going.
Oh, that, yeah. Like, honestly, one of those songs,
keeping it moving.
Like, it's not quite, but it almost sounds like a Sega tune. You know, like that bass is in there, but it's not quite the same, I don't know, not quite the same tone as a Sega bass, you know? Like, I don't know. Yeah. It's not quite the same.
It's hard to describe the difference between Super Nintendo and Sega music, but when you hear it, you just know.
You just know. Like, to me, Super Nintendo music is, like, much smoother than Sega music. But I'm not saying that that's a better thing. I'm just saying, I don't know, it sounds smoother, and the Sega is, like, more like...
Sega's almost more, like, bassy and, like, almost, like, reverb-y.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Anyway, the music is great. It's also what I appreciated.
It is really good.
Is like, it's definitely Kirby music, but, you know, they didn't just rehash Wispy Woods again for like the 100 millionth time, you know? Right. I don't know. Which I feel like they've done in every Kirby game since, but. But also, that's like Kirby's theme, you know? So.
Yeah. Didn't Kirby have We have like a new game on the Switch, right?
Yeah, Kirby Star Allies.
Oh, Star Allies. Wait. Yeah.
I mean, that's like
what was Woolly World? Yoshi's Woolly World.
Yoshi's Woolly World is on the Wii U.
Oh.
Yeah. Wii U. Yoshi's Crafted World is on the Switch. Yep. Yep. And Kirby Star Allies, and a new one just came out, Kirby Fighters 2. It's a Kirby. It's basically Smash with just Kirby characters.
Oh.
I think. I mean, I think I it's a know little bit
Kirby characters to care.
I mean, it's Kirby, King DDD, Meta Knight, and who knows who else. You know, probably this little gooey guy and that hamster or something.
The little hamster friend?
Oh, and Bandana Waddle Dee for sure. Bandana Dee. Like, Bandana Waddle Dee is, like, one of the most requested characters for Smash of all time.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
It's Waddle Dee. Like, we just saw that guy is a Waddle Dee. And Bandana Waddle Dee has a bandana on. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Anyway. But anyways, yeah, it's a Kirby game.
It's a Kirby game. You suck up stuff. There's only
it's a platformer. You walk around. It's what?
There's only like 7 or 8 copy abilities in this game. There's not that many. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you just suck enemies up. You can copy their abilities. Otherwise, you just like spit them back out.
Yeah, and I don't like. I feel like you don't.
Buddies with you.
Like the copy abilities in this game are used more to solve puzzles than for combat. And then you have like animal friends that help you with the combat. Like I feel like each level has its own little animal buddy. We're watching.
That's what it kind of seemed like.
We're watching Kirby on the demo screen, and he is controlling a bird with a remote control, and it's amazing.
And then he's also like riding it occasionally or picking it up with an umbrella.
Yeah, I don't know. It's this game
tossing looks it around
bonkers. Yeah. But
yeah. You're playing as Kirby, you're trying to save Planet Popstar, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
From this like dark matter
force
that come and
well, you take think it's over. DDD, but even Kirby's like, that's not the real King DDD. Yeah. Like he knows, you know? Because, like, DDD's been possessed or something like that. Right. So, well, what do you think? Should we get to this game?
Let's get to it, man.
Let's do it. I think we better take a shot first, though.
Indeed. And
Revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Yes, indeed.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Ooh, boy. Okay. I feel like I'm really ready for Kirby now. I don't know all about right. you.
I'm ready.
But, like, drunk Kirby seems better than non-drunk Kirby. I'll tell you that much. Are you playing or am I? Or no, I guess I have control.
Playing yet.
Do you want... Okay, let's just start a file here. Level 1. Options? Music? Nope. You go into option and there's one music note.
There's just a music
note. Oh, and you go into the sound test or something. I kept it in stereo. All right, let's just start this game. Let's do this.
Start her off.
Here we go. Level 1. Now, I did read you can play 2-player in this game.
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be anything.
Yeah, there was like no option, but what if you press start or something? All right, so we're in the grassland. Oh, I see. It's like it's very similar to Yoshi's Island 2.
Oh, yeah.
Where, like, there's, like, a line of levels. Here we go. Okay, level 1. Okay. Y is suck, and B is jump. I feel... Oh! There you are!
Oh, here I am.
And apparently, Gooey... I think his name is Gooey. He basically has all the same abilities as Kirby. Except for
I think I suck things in with my tongue.
Yeah, you do. But you can also copy things, and... You just can't do the floaty jumps like Kirby can.
Mm. Gotcha. So okay.
We might as well.
And I can also it'll just it keeps me with you.
Oh, it does. So you can't go off on your own. Did I just suck you in?
Me up. You just suck me up.
Oh, but if I just press A, you're back. Oh, I see. Hang on. Let me suck you up one more time. Oh.
It gives you one more bit of health if it's just you.
Yeah, but then it splits our health. Let's go in this door. Okay. Oh my God, we got a hamster and a cat. Which one should we choose? The hamster. I don't know.
I don't know what is happening.
I don't either.
Little hamster.
This hamster is adorable, but oh, Oh, I'm riding him. Can you ride the cat?
Can I ride the cat?
I pressed X. Oh my God. The cat's riding you.
He's riding me. He's rolling me around like a little ball.
Oh, we can only have one guy, apparently. Like, if you choose one.
Oh, I've chosen.
Well, that's fine. You got the cat. Let's go. I mean, it feels like you need the cat because, like, I can do the floaty thing, which just feels way OP compared to. What is it? What are these? Those look like speed things.
Yeah, I don't know.
These arrows. I don't know. I mean, right off the bat, the game looks fantastic.
No doubt.
It's very smooth. There's no, like, I mean, I guess it's sort of pixelated, but that's just because Super Nintendo. But I don't know what just happened there. Let me get this guy. Oh, I wanted to.
Sorry.
I think that was a copy ability guy.
Oh.
But I'm not sure. What do these little stars do that you can get?
You eat them, and then you can spit them out.
Just like everything. All right. Maybe I can get a hat. I want a hat. Oops. Oh, okay.
And you gotta suck, not blow, man.
I know, but oh, I got an umbrella. Oh, cool. It's like a sword. It's a parasol. I sucked up the guy with the hat.
Oh.
But you got this cat, so you shoot stars every time, right? No?
I have no idea.
Oh, you need the umbrella. We got a one up. Look at us just fucking flying through level one here.
Damn right. Oh, got hit by something.
I think I hit you. I think there's upsies downsies, but I'm not sure. Oh, we don't have the lightning.
No, I don't think so. How do you get lightning?
I don't know. Probably suck up a guy and use his copy ability. I don't know. Oh, I lost my. Oh, no, I didn't. I thought I lost the umbrella.
You're what? Your umbrella?
Yeah. I did not.
Would you get it from sucking up a guy?
Yeah, the hat guys. The guys with hats.
Let me try sucking. Sorry, my dog's barking.
Marla, I see that. Zip it. Marla, what's up?
I don't know. She's hearing something. Or she's hearing nothing and thinking she
hears something. Oh, there, I got the lightning.
Oh. You're like Blanca.
You are like Blanca. Kirby should be in Street Fighter, and I don't know why he's not. In fact, that feels like a real big missed opportunity there.
Does it?
Yeah.
Why would Kirby be in Street Fighter?
Why wouldn't he be? I'll tell you what, Ryu and Ken are in Smash Brothers. So is Kirby.
That is true.
You know, like, I guess I can't say... Oh, Jurek, you have to pick my Smash Brothers character for the week.
Oh, I do.
Oh my God! So, Revelers, I played Piranha Plant all week this week, and I'm pretty much a Piranha Plant main now. So,
I don't know what's happening to me.
You've got some kind of crazy. Oh, we both do. We're like invincible or something. Like, let's just run. You're for
invincible.
It. I'm invincible, boys. Oh, yeah,
we've got like star power.
Yeah, we do. Oh, it's over. But yeah, I'm a Piranha Plant main now in Smash, so that's pretty sweet. Like, I really loved playing Piranha Plant. It was awesome. He is fun as shit. Also, nobody knows how to fight Piranha Plant. What's your dog doing over there?
Can you see her?
Yeah, she's going crazy.
She jumped up to try to be next to me, but my notebook was there, so she jumped on it. And then freaked out and jumped up to like the back of the car.
Oh, I thought she was looking out the window. I see.
No, she was not trying to. She freaked out that she jumped up on top of my notebook.
I see. Well, she's good now. Oh my God, we got to get this one up. What are we doing here? I don't know what's happening.
What does this mean? Oh.
Oh.
Like leapfrog? Oh.
Yeah, we did a, like, you have to time your jump or something.
Oh.
That was like the end level bonus part. I don't know.
Did we beat level one?
We beat level one. We're on level two now. Look at us just fucking flying through shit.
There's fucking witches flying around.
I know,
man.
And I want the witch. I want to suck the witch up so I can... Oh, okay.
I got a broom.
I can't suck right now because I have the fucking... The lightning. I got rid of the lightning. That was probably stupid, but...
Oh, I wonder if I can't do anything because I got this cat. I'm leaving the cat behind.
What? I want the cat. Oh, I turned into a rock.
My broom just... Sweet.
Well, that's sweet. Why do you?
I don't know. I'm a broom, but I just like sweep. All right, let's go, cat.
All right, you got the cat. I don't know how to. I turned into a rock now, and I don't really know how to use it properly. Oh, that was not it.
Oh, because you ate that rock.
Yeah. So look, I'm a rock now. I can't do anything. Like, you just turn into a rock and sit there. It's like you're a literal rock. I love that kind of shit.
I can, like, attack this way.
Oh, look at you. Rock.
Oh, I can. I'm just like a fucking bulldozer.
Yeah, you are. Why haven't you been doing that the whole time?
I didn't know I can do it.
I don't want this anymore. I'm getting rid of it. No, don't. Oh,
sorry.
I wanted to suck up the fire. I guess I'll be a rock again.
Oh, I think this is somehow. How do I get rid of this ability?
Why do you want that ability?
I think I'm doing it. I think it's.
What is this?
Room attack?
Oh, look. I got a blob. Oh,
no, you got.
Girl Kirby is a blob, and she's got a weird tentacle that comes out. I'm gonna keep her. I'm keeping her. I got rid of your cat. I'm sorry. You got a broom. I'm just
gonna sweep. But I can't like suck things anymore.
If you press select, you'll get rid of the broom.
Oh.
I think. Yeah. There goes your star.
Got rid of it.
Okay. Now we're cruising for a bruising, though. Now we're
getting
it.
Just seems like sweeping is
like sweeping. Like, what kind of power is that? Let's go in the secret door that we just uncovered. This has got to be good.
Secrets are no fun.
Secrets hurt mostly Earl, as we all know.
Is this the guy?
I think so. If you press X, yeah. Oh, now you got the.
No, I don't want you.
That feels like a guy.
I don't want this guy. Yeah.
Whoops, I got rid of you. Didn't mean to do that. Oh, nope. I keep... Here, you get out of here. I need to try and suck this thing up. It's not working.
No. I don't know what this guy is.
I don't either. I'm getting back on the...
Some weird green dude.
It's like a weird springy green dude, but what does he do? Nobody knows. Oh my god. There's so much going on in this game. And I have no idea what any of it means. We should have looked up codes. I don't think there's a level select or anything. Maybe there is. I don't know. I don't know who's on my head here. Like, there's a lot of cameos in this game from other games, but they're all like Japanese games that I was like, what? Right. Woo. I don't know.
Do you want to guess what the speedrun world record is?
Yes, absolutely. And I will guess that the speedrun, based on... We're on like level 2 and we've been playing for like 20 minutes. I actually don't know if that's true or not, but we've been playing for a little while now and like not getting far super fast, but also kind of taking our time. What is this? Can we get through there? Oh, I grabbed the one up.
You just grab it.
You just grab it with her tentacle arm. I would say the speed run for this game is 33 minutes and 12 seconds.
It's slower than that.
It's slower than that. Okay. I was actually thinking of a really slow time by 33 minutes. So,
I mean, think of, you know, you can only move so fast.
Yeah. Okay. So how about, 55 minutes?
Oh, I can like do a little flying thing.
Oh, you can. Yeah. If you there just you hit, go. Hit B a bunch of times.
Oh, maybe it was, I don't know if I had eaten something or. Oh no! That's just how you do.
I don't know what this spring guy is doing here.
I don't know either.
Hang on, I'm gonna.
He's just kind of like creeping in the background.
He is
now.
Just creeping in the background. I don't know what's happening. Huh?
Weird.
Okay, well we're at the end of the level. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Oh, I got the life. Yes.
I got a rock face thing.
You did. I think that means.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know. All right, level 1.
Wait, are we just on like one? Okay, we're on 1-3.
Yeah, like I think there's. I mean, it looks like there's actually 12 levels in here, but I'm not sure that's the case. I think there's 6 levels, and then there's like another part of each level or something. I don't know. What are we looking at time wise here? I mean, we should do one more level at least, right?
At least, yeah.
All right. Just had to have a sip of the old beer there. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Here we go. I feel like we were on the verge of a breakthrough, but I don't remember what we were talking about. Oh,
speed run.
55 minutes, 14 seconds.
It's much closer.
Is
59
it
59 minutes and 1 second?
I just realized I can do this crazy spinning thing and just destroy everything in my way.
Oh, fuck yeah. Just keep doing that, man.
I'm yeah.
Fall behind you. Oh, you got wrecked.
Well, you can't let things drop on you.
Yeah.
Oh, also, like, you have to time it so that you're spinning when, like, they can hit you when you're not facing them, if that makes sense. Like, yep. When your weapon is the other way. Oh, my God.
Oh,
we have an auto-scrolling up. Auto-scrolling up. That's new. Oh, okay. I have a new power in this level. Like, that spinning power, died. I don't have my tentacle power again. Oh, you died? I bet I can make you come back just like that.
Sure can.
Like, I don't even think we lost a life again. There. Oh, that's okay. Got you, bro. What's happening? Oh, this is a boss or something?
Oh, maybe. Mini boss?
Oh, I don't know what's happening. I have to pick something here. Which one should I pick? What did he throw?
I don't know what any of them do.
Well, he threw one of these things, I think, and I have to pick which one he threw. Oh,
pick what he threw.
But I wasn't paying attention. I think he threw neither. This one. He did. Nope. Just kidding. No. All right.
Okay.
Weird. That was weird. I don't know what just happened there. Weird. I don't. Like some kind of weird mini game. I died because I was not fast enough. I tried to get you back.
I died.
Oh, you can't go too fast.
So you can't go too slow or too fast.
Or too fast. Okay.
Yeah, you just do this. Oh, okay.
No, sorry, I tried to get you. I'm just going to do this part.
Yeah, you just do it.
Okay. We're losing all of our lives here.
Yeah, I think it's just, yeah, we're, there's.
No! Oh, you cannot mess up. Like, I accidentally jumped. All
right. You just got to keep going down, but you have to go down at the right pace. You go too fast.
Oh! I don't know. I don't know how to go down. Do you press B or not?
Press down and jump.
Oh, no. You literally just press down. Pressing jump will make you jump, and then you die.
Oh.
I see. Wow. Okay. That's why I was not. I'm not getting any of these stars, and I frankly don't care.
That's frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
I don't give a damn. What's up here? Should we go back up? No.
I don't think you can.
You can't. Okay. Here.
Can you make me?
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Okay. Oh, should we switch and you be Kirby for a while? Sorry, dude.
Meh. It doesn't really matter.
All right. Yeah, it doesn't. We're both basically the same. Like,
yeah.
Gooey and Kirby. I think his name is Gooey. I'm not 100% on that. It's definitely not Gooigi. I'll tell you that much.
It is not Gooigi.
Well, Gooigi is from Luigi's Mansion 3. But I think this guy, oops.
You ate me.
Yeah, I know. But here, let's do an experiment. Lose, get hit once.
Yeah, I feel like every time I come out, oops,
yeah,
I am like fully healed.
Yeah, so like I can.
But I don't know if it takes anything away from you as well.
See, now I don't know what's happening again. There's this weird guy.
Apparently not going to do anything now.
This is the worst. Whoops. I cannot suck him up. Okay, well. We're at the end. Here we go. Right. 1, 2, 3. Oh, you have to like.
End that.
I don't quite get it either. I've just been timing it with the way they go 1. Hoof. Like they pump themselves. But every time I've done it that way, I've landed right in the middle.
Yeah, what does that mean though? How far are you supposed to go?
I don't know. Well, the middle ones were the best ones at first, but there was better ones not in the middle that time. So I don't know. I don't know. All right, let's do one more level.
All right.
Let's do this one. Let's get the star thing. We need it. We both went after that very aggressively.
Yeah, so I was up there.
Oh, you can be a rock and roll down the hill. I see how a rock works.
Oh, I rolled right away. Oh, I'm back.
Woo! Oh, I thought I would roll farther than that. Like, as soon as I got to the bottom of the hill, I fucking stopped. What is with this cloud? I cannot have the rock.
He's, like, crying on me or something.
I got it.
How do you get rid of your shit? Oh.
Press select. Flex. Oh, and then I fucking did the thing. Press
I'm
Y
like stuck
to
the rock.
Press Y to get out of rock mode. There we go. Yeah, there we go. Rock sucks.
Rock does suck. Oh. Wow,
I got you.
I was like, what the hell? That thing just like fucked me up.
Hang on. Now you were missing a life. Let's do it. Now you're back and you have full life. Okay.
Yeah.
So what is the point of that? That seems weird.
Yeah.
Like, I guess you can, I do not want to be the Rock unless I do want to be the Rock. Wait, what is this bat? Oh, you got him.
Nothing. I got him.
All right. There's only, like I said, there's only like 7 copy abilities in this game or something.
And I rock the other Rock.
Not, do you not smell what he's cooking, Drake, or?
I always smell what the Rock's
cooking. You got to take your candy ass. I don't remember what he says. But whatever it is, it's goddamn hilarious. Fucking Dwayne Johnson is an American treasure.
Damn right.
Oh, I have a sweet boomerang now.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, cool. Better than the Rock. That's better than the Rock. We should go in this door, yeah?
I mean, nothing's better than the Rock.
No. Oh, okay. Do we want... I've got a boomerang, so I don't think I want one of these animals, but do you want one?
Here, let me get... Pink Lady over here.
Pink Lady's pretty good. She, I feel like we should know their names, like Cat and Pink Lady, or Pink Blob.
Good names to me.
Yeah, Cat and Pink Blob Lady. Oh, look at Kirby. He's so cute when he swims. Oh my God, we both went up different ones.
Oh. Hey.
Oh, that was like a choose your own adventure. Oh my God. Oh, we're invincible. Oh, this is not where we wanted to go. Run. Is there a way to run?
Like, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. That was cool, though. We had invincibility for a minute there. Okay. I literally have no idea what's happening in this game, really. Like, we're just...
You just make your way through the level and kill things.
Yeah,
and
just, like, keep holding forward, I guess. I mean, that's basically... Wait a minute. What is this monkey down there? Did you see that guy?
Yeah, but we can't get through the floor.
Are we sure?
I think we could have... There was a different door somewhere else further back.
There was?
I think maybe we had a choice at one point.
Oh, I didn't see no different door.
I saw a lower
door. I didn't see no. I'm going to fucking double negative all around this bitch today.
I would appreciate it if you didn't.
Well... I'm also going to die because I'm getting hit by a thwomp. That is definitely a thwomp without
a
face.
It's
a thwomp without a face. It's literally a thwomp block without a face. I feel like I keep not trying to be in the water because I feel like it hurts me, but it definitely doesn't.
No, the water does not hurt you.
I know, but it's just counterintuitive. Get him. Oh, no, don't get him. Yeah. hang on.
I ran through him.
There we go. All right. Level 1-3 is pretty tough.
I'm just clobbering these guys now.
Yeah, fucking it's clobbering time. Oh, I did this wrong. Oh,
you gotta go down.
I can't go down. Like, I don't get it. Like at that one part I just had to press down, and I think at that part I had to press down and jump or something. I'm gonna do it. We have to do it. I did it. I got the one up. Yeah, there we go. All right. Oh, my God. We are the best Kirby players of all time. There's no doubt about it in my mind right now. Woo! What's up here?
This boulder. That boulder's going to come chasing us.
I thought it was just an alcove. I didn't even notice the boulder. Oh, but I got us some sweet life, though, brah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
When I get life, it also replenishes your life.
Heal me, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I went too far ahead of you. You're slowing me down.
I'm sorry. I'm trying not to get hit by these spiky balls. Those are Gordos, Drake. Those are Gordos that King DDD has. We were talking about that a few episodes ago. You didn't know what a Gordo was. In Smash, King DDD shoots Gordos. Here he spits out a Gordo and then smacks it with his hammer. What is this? Look at this cool person. What do these people do?
Why are you reaching out now to like...
Why? I'm just pressing buttons to see if it'll do something. But like, what is going on here? Why does this room exist if you can't do anything?
I don't know.
I feel like we're not doing something.
There's
right
weird rooms that sometimes that just have a weird... Like,
got a one-up. And you got a star.
Star thing.
We really killed that
one. What do the stars do?
That's a real good question, Drake. I have no idea. We're at about an hour now. I think we should. I think. I don't know. Do you want to do one more? Or should we?
I mean, I don't know. I want to beat the whole first level.
I do too, but that's gonna take another 20 minutes, you know?
20 minutes, I don't know about that.
Well, 10 at least, and then we're...
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I mean, should we do it? Should we just keep going?
Let's just do it.
All right, we'll keep going. This will just be a longer episode.
See, now...
Ah, now I have a bro.
Why can't I...
Now you don't have your fucking move. Now you have the tentacle, see?
But I don't want the tentacle.
Well, I don't know.
Why do I have the tentacle?
It changes.
I didn't pick anything up.
You have a tentacle, and guess what I can do? Sweep. I can clean the floor, brah, so...
Oh.
Oh, sweeping shoots out a little puff of dust. What are you figuring something out?
Yeah.
How did you fly?
I can fly.
How can you fly on a broom? You're a freaking...
Because I ate a witch.
Oh, you ate a witch.
I
ate a witch, too.
I know.
I can't fly. All I can do is sweep.
Apparently, when you have this character and you get the broom...
So, I did read something like that. If you have another character, like an animal friend helping you... When you get a copy ability, it gives you a different ability.
So
depending on the animal friend.
This
yeah.
This is how you get the flying ability.
All right. Well, I don't really need a flying ability because I can fly too. I'm Kirby.
Yeah, it's turning out to be not all that useful.
Hang on. I want to get this guy.
I just got rid of it. What's he do?
Well, doesn't matter. I got the broom back.
We go in this door. Door number one.
Door number one. Oh, these are your friends. I think these are friends.
Oh,
I got a fish. I'm literally a fish. Oh my god, Kirby!
You're in the mouth of a fish. What's in door number two?
I don't know. Oh, more friends.
Oh, hamster and cat.
I want to be this fish for a little bit and just see what happens. Fish. Oh my god, I have no idea. Bloop, 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 bloop. I don't know how to attack. I don't know.
The boomerang guy.
Oh, you got the boomerang. Sweet.
That's what that guy you were trying to eat before gives you.
I really hope there's water soon.
what does the fish do?
I don't know. Like, look at this thing that's coming out of my mouth. I don't know, but that's what happens when I press attack. It's like a little pacifier that comes out or something. I can't really hurt anybody with it. Nope. I don't know if you really want to be the fish, but I'm the fish right now. I slap you like fish. Oh my god.
You like it a fish?
Ah, you like it a fish?
Oh shoot, I died.
Oh, gotcha.
And I'm back.
Immediately back. All you gotta do is press A.
Fucking blooper thing, so.
You have to do all the work because I'm a fish and I can't do shit right now.
Yeah, like, I don't get what the point of being a fish is. There seems to be no benefit and only downside.
Only downside. Like, I'm going to die soon because I keep getting hit so much because I'm a fish and I can't attack anything that's trying to get me. Also,
do you fly at all like this?
Nope. I would guess if there's water, I would have a better time.
Do you have an advantage in the water?
Oh, I have one hit left, but we just hit the exit of the level. Wait! Oh! I'm a fish, and she gave us the heart piece!
You have to be the right thing at the end.
At the end.
And then they'll give you...
They'll give you the heart piece. So we got the heart piece for level one, which is what we wanted to do, right?
I got a star. Is that the only way to get? So you have to be the right thing.
You have to
be
the right thing at the end. Okay. Oh.
Oh. Yeah,
okay. So it shows you. Okay. Okay. It shows you the picture of what you want to be, right? Like I was the fish there.
Yeah.
Oh, and then look above the fish. It says I got the heart at the end.
Right? Yeah.
So you must need to get one in every single level.
Okay, but we couldn't be those other. There must be little things you have to do or something then. Because we couldn't get that little, like, green guy.
Yeah, he wasn't available.
Be these people.
Oh, yeah. He was available. We just couldn't get him.
He was there, but it didn't do anything.
Weird.
Oh.
All right, well, let's play this one more level, and then I think we're at the
bottom. Revelers, if anyone knows what the hell we're doing wrong, let us know. Tell us how terrible we are at this game. Oh, Kirby dead.
I just died. Oh, I think that was the first time we've died, though. Got him. Oh, I'm a spike man now.
You ate me.
Oops. Sorry.
How do you make me?
Just press A.
Oh.
What happens if you press A?
I make a face.
Okay. Are there friends in here?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a hamster and a pink blob. Which one should we get?
I'm going with pink blob.
All right, pink blob.
I don't understand when she...
Like, why does she have the spinny attack or the tentacle attack?
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't really make much sense.
I meant to... Hang on. I want to get this spike thing.
Now you can shoot spikes.
Now I can shoot spikes.
Yeah, which is... I'm getting rid of this spike thing because it's not good if you're just Kirby. Or at least that's what it seems like. Oh, I'm going to eat this fire.
Eat the fire.
Yes. Oh, you become a fireball. All right. You can't really... You can't control it when you're a fireball, but
I was gonna see what happens if I get the fire.
Oh, sorry. Well, you can still get it. It's
no, it's gone now.
No, it was. It turned into a star, and if you can still eat the stars.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think. Like, if they're this spider. We're fighting spiders right now, and this spider has a special name. It's like Moralkai or something.
Moriel,
but it's like a reference to an anime.
Supposedly a reference to Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Yeah, which isn't that? Didn't we just talk about that anime last week?
Like the last episode, there was also a reference to it or something.
To Neon Genesis Evangelion. Yeah, is that Evangelion or Evangelion?
Yeah, I think it's actually
Evangelion. I think. I don't know.
I've never watched it.
You cannot use the fireball like too many times right in a row. You just got a bow and arrow thing,
which seems cool. It didn't give me anything. No, I've got broom power.
Oh, I need broom power because I lost my fireball somehow.
So here, different friends.
There's an owl. I think we want that owl. I don't know why, but we haven't had him before, and it feels like that's what we want. What are you doing to him?
No, I turned him into a feather duster or something.
You can clean up.
I literally just hold him out in front of you. One of these... Oh, the spider guy. For a second, I was like, one of these... Ba-bombs?
Okay, so like when you sweep, you shoot a little thing out like in front of you. So like there's a projectile with the sweeping. It's not great.
Right.
But...
Yeah.
But it's okay.
Not ideal.
Oh my god. All right, here we go. We did it. Boom. Ugh. I feel like this level is longer than any level we've ever played.
I don't like this owl.
No, what does the owl do? Here, I got you.
I don't know, but I'm dead anyways.
Not anymore. Now
okay, so it does take away your life, though.
It does?
Bring me back. Yeah, you have less life now that you brought me back.
Oh yeah, I'm one. I'm going to get it. Got a one up though. Now we're fucking in the business. We got six lives.
You got six lives.
I have one hit until I'm dead, but
true.
I don't know what that'll do. Like, I can't remember. I died one other time, which is crazy. Like, I've literally only died once, and we've gone through six levels now. Oh, there we go. Nope, I'm dead.
Died again.
All right, let's see what happens. Where do we start from? That's the real question. Right on the screen we were on. Oh, but I have to get you. Oh yeah, it takes away half of the health thing. Or a hit point, yeah. And I have four hit points if player two's out. That's kind of a cool system though. I don't know.
If you get that thing down here, you'll be back to like full health.
I'm getting it. Oh, I can't get down there. Oh, there we go. All right. So full health. But if I eat you, you'll have full health, but I won't, right?
I think so.
All right. What are these little nose guys on the trees? These are weird looking. I don't like them. They're like, they're treenuses is what they are. They're like tree. They're treenuses. They're tree penises. Look at them. They're circling around the tree. They're treenuses.
New terminology.
Yeah, treenuses. Oop. Sorry. I just sucked you up. My bad, bro. My bad. All right. Woo. What's down here?
All right, here we go.
Oh, yeah. Here's the end. Okay.
Big breath. Hopefully, then this is the boss of level one.
Oh, and we're not here with the right.
They're not a. What? See, what the fuck were we supposed to be with this weird clown ass?
I don't know. I mean, maybe we're just supposed to be one of the animals and we just have to choose right. I don't know. I don't know. Oh, we landed on the same square. That's okay. Okay, we're at a boss. We can do this. Here we go.
That's this goddamn tree. Is he always the first boss in every fucking
tree? Yeah, Wispy Woods here. This fucking tree. He's always the fucking boss. I bet he drops apples on us.
Yeah, and then you guys.
Yeah, there's an apple. Oh, that was a plum. Is the plum? Yeah, the plum gets him too.
Yeah.
Oh, but the basically clouds.
Dodge his clouds.
Jump over the clouds.
Eat his fruit.
Oh, you got to time it though. There we go. Sometimes the clouds block you. Sorry, Drake. I'm just doing it.
Whatever.
Ah, he moves now. Okay, so that was a little changed. Bit. That was a little harder than I was expecting. There we go. I don't know. Like, oh, see, I ate you instead of the fucking fruit. Ah! Honestly, it's probably easier without the second player because I can
probably, yeah.
Oh, my God. I got one hit and I'm dead. I'm dead. God damn it. Should we try one more time?
Yeah.
Here, do you want to try without a second player?
Well, you can try without a second player.
Well, I know, but I feel like I've been Kirby the whole time.
I mean, that doesn't matter. We've both been playing the whole time.
Well, I know, but I feel like without a... Oh, as I yeah, get you, I get hit immediately.
Unless you're going to screw us over and suck, then yeah,
well, I want to do it. I mean, I make no guarantees. I don't know. Oh.
You're crushing. Watch out. He's going to come at you now.
I know.
Yeah, you got
it's
this,
way man. Easier with one player. Like, I don't have to worry about sucking you up.
Yeah. Yeah, the fact that you can... But it didn't seem like I can suck you up at all.
No, I don't think you can. Oh, I got him.
Oh, you got him.
Okay, yeah. That he was so much easier without two players. Wow, that's actually interesting. Like, I feel like most of the time, a boss would be easier with two people than one, you know? But...
And it probably would be if you couldn't suck me, if you didn't have to worry about trying to avoid sucking me up.
Yeah, because like when I try and suck up the projectiles the boss is throwing, like the second player is just there, you know, and like there's not enough room to like try and do it without getting you in the way, you know? I don't know. All right, well, we made it to level two. We beat one whole world here. So, I think it's time that we moved on. Oh my God.
Indeed.
Final shots for final thoughts, as they say. I got to pour a final shot for a final shot here, or a final, I don't know, whatever I have to do. I don't think
a
I said
final shot for a final thought.
Is that what I said though? I think I said shot two times.
I have no idea.
Hard to say.
A final shot for a final shot.
Anyway, revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Woo. Okay. Jurek, how many pink blobby girls out of 10 do you give Kirby's Dream Land 3 for the Super Nintendo? How many pink blobby girls? We've only played one world, but it was pretty great.
I mean, it's Kirby. I really like these Kirby games. I actually have not played a lot of them in my life.
Honestly, isn't this the first, like, we should have talked about that. This is the first, like, Kirby's Dream Land 1 and 2 were on, oh no, Kirby's Adventure is on NES. Kirby's Dream Land 1 and 2 are both on Game Boy. Kirby's Dream Land 3 is on Super Nintendo, but Kirby's Adventure is on NES. And that was, like, the first, TV console that Kirby was on.
And Kirby's Dream Land 1, I think, is the first game we ever beat.
It is. I feel like if we really just kept going with this, we could also beat this one.
Well, we could definitely probably also beat this, but considering the speed run alone is an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a speed run.
That's a speed run. It would take us three.
That means it would take us at least two or three.
Yeah, yeah. But, okay, how many pink blobs out of 10, Drake? Kirby's Dream Land 3. Pink blobby girls. I wish I knew her name.
I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10.
A 9 out of 10?
I like Kirby games.
I also like Kirby games. But I think, it probably does deserve a 9 out of 10. I mean, it looks super good.
Yeah, it looks great. Everything controls great.
It controls great.
Kind of a cool little mechanic of these little friends you find.
Yeah, I just wish...
I think in time you would... You know, you'd figure out which ones are best for certain weapons or whatever.
Yeah, and also, like, it seemed like we needed to have a certain one at the end. Because, like, when I had the fish was at the end and she gave me the thing, you know? Like,
right.
So, like, I feel like if... I don't know. I think the instruction manual would be key in this game. Like, maybe we should have just read the instruction manual. That's what that's something I dislike about the Nintendo Switch Online games. Like, there should just be a tab that you can go and read the instructions for all the games, you know? Like, why all of these games came with a manual, and some of them literally need it, you know?
You
like,
need them.
They don't teach you the stuff in the game. And so, like, why didn't Nintendo include that feature? I feel like that wouldn't be a hard thing to include. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, this is not a review of the Nintendo Online app. But Kirby's
Dream Land. I mean, I really like it. The graphics are great. Music is awesome. It controls perfect.
It does control perfect. I mean, the two-player mode maybe leaves a little to be desired, but
I think it might be a better game played single player than two-player.
I think so too. But it is nice that two-player option is there. You know, like,
yeah.
That's pretty cool. Because if you're only playing one player, you can still summon Gooey or whatever, that other guy that you were, but he just, like, helps you out then. Like, I think, from what I understand, but the second player does not control him. But I think you must not have to have a second player plugged in then? I don't know how it would work if you actually had the cartridge. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It says here on Wikipedia, at least. So yeah, summoning Gooey costs Kirby 2 hit points. Because each square is actually 2.
Yeah, but I feel like when I did it and I had all 4, it only gave me 3.5. So I think it only costs half a hit point.
No, I think you, without Gooey, you have 5, and with Gooey, you have 4.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay, yep.
Okay. And then, so when controlled by the computer or also a second human player, I guess, yeah, it doesn't specify then. But it can be controlled by computer as well, though I don't really see why you would want that.
Well, I think he helps you out. I don't know, like any kind of assistance, right, would be better than none. I don't know. I guess I don't know.
I don't know. In my experience, computer assisted allies are terrible.
Just the worst. That is why.
Fucking Nick Powell.
First of all, you have not picked my Smash character yet, so we have to do that.
Oh,
that is exactly why I refuse to play the Ice Climbers in Smash, because you control one of them and the other one is computer controlled, and it fucking sucks.
Oh.
That
sounds terrible.
I mean, sort of computer controlled. Like, it's AI, you know, and it'll do what you tell it to do, but not always. Anyway, Smash is neither here nor there, but you do have to pick my character before we get off this show.
Yep.
But Kirby's Dream Land 3, I don't know. It's the second to last game released on the Super Nintendo. It's obviously top fucking notch, you know? Like,
yeah,
they had shit figured out by this point. I also dig it. I actually might... I don't know if you noticed what I did just now, but or just a minute or two ago, I created a save state.
I did.
Where we were, because I might want to jump back into this. Although, oh no, it doesn't matter. Like, because we never chose two-player mode. Like, you can just do it if there's a second player connected.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Anyway, Jurek, what did other people think about this game? Or are you looking at that right now and I should vamp for a minute?
No.
Okay.
No, I was looking at Smash.
You were looking at Smash characters. Okay.
But other people liked it, I think. It received mixed to positive reviews from both critics and fans. IGN gave Dream Land 3 a fairly positive review of the Virtual Console re-release.
What? So they didn't like the actual cartridge release?
Well, IGN didn't exist.
Oh,
when this game came out.
IGN. Now, explain some video game history to me here, Jurek. IGN was never EGM, right? Remember EGM, that magazine?
EGM is Electronic Gaming Monthly.
Yes, yes.
That was a video game. IGN is a website that started out, I believe.
Electronic Gaming Monthly was not a video game. It was a magazine.
It was a video game magazine.
I didn't hear magazine. Sorry.
Yeah. And IGN is a website, but they started, I don't remember exactly when they started, but when IGN first came into existence, it was called IGN 64.
Oh, that's right. So it must have been in the late 90s.
It was late 90s. It was like 64 and PlayStation.
Okay. IGN 64. Holy shit. That's crazy. Man, remember when everything was 64?
Yeah, every single game released. So they said of the virtual console re-release that it's not Superstar, but once you get past that, you can appreciate Dreamland for what it is, a direct numbered follow-up to the series that started on the Game Boy. So apparently they wanted more Superstar Saga.
I mean, didn't we play Superstar Saga? No.
We did.
No.
Yeah, we did.
Is that what it's called? Superstar Saga?
I think it's just called Kirby Superstar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, I added the saga.
Yeah, that
I
game.
I thought it was that.
And that game was fun, but I actually feel like this is better than that game.
That game just had
it was like so mini games
modes. Yeah. I mean, they were like full fledged games, but
well, sort of.
This is more of it. It's a more direct. It like knows what it wants. Superstar didn't know it had so many different types of things.
Right.
But some of them were just straight up Dreamland. And then there was that one that was kind of a Metroidvania.
Oh, yeah, that was... And didn't you play as Meta Knight or something? Like, it was weird. It was like... I don't know. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
We got any Amazon reviews or anything?
Nintendo Life gave it a 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10? That's it?
Yeah, apparently.
I don't know.
Criticizing the lack of difficulty, but praising the stylized graphics.
Yeah, like, it's super stylized. Like, it's almost... It's like crayon drawings, sort of. You know? Like it's almost.
That's what I read a thing that did say. It reminded. It's kind of similar to Yoshi's Island.
Yes, but not quite. But like even the screen we're looking at right now, which is like the hub world screen, like level 2. There's 6 levels we can play. They're all in a line, you know, just like Yoshi's Island. What does Acro mean at the end? Is that the boss's name? Yes,
I think that's the boss.
Yeah, because
on the previous one it said Wispy.
It did, which is Wispy Woods, and that was the boss. Yep.
Wispy Mist.
That's what my island is called in Animal Crossing, as you know, Jurek.
I do know.
You've been there, and you often get a visitor from Wispy Mist Island. So, cool. I don't know. Is that?
Yeah, there weren't really any good Amazon reviews actually of it.
All right. Well, Jurek, if the
Revelers, Earl, this next week in
My God, I already forgot. Yeah, who am I playing? I gotta know.
He is going to play as.
I'm so excited to know.
Inkling.
Okay. I can play Inkling for a while. I tried to get into Inkling a little bit like a year ago or something. Inkling wasn't for me, but I will give...
Now it is for you.
Yeah, I'll give her a shot again this week. I mean, Inkling is fun. She's just a bit technical. Like, well, I don't know.
You're much more skilled at the game now.
That is true. Assuming my controller functions properly. I have been having controller issues, and it's hilarious. Sometimes it makes me look like I'm the best player of all time because like I'm doing these things that I'm not actually meaning to do, where like I jump, but all of a sudden I fast fall super like I jump and I fast fall immediately, like because it accidentally registers down when it's not supposed to. And like, I don't know. I just look like I'm moving around at like top speed, but it's only because my controller is malfunctioning. I'm not actually that good. And also like I was playing NES the other day and I was just like, what is going on? Like And I was like, oh yeah, my fucking controller's broken. That's what's going on. But like, well, I was just, I looked like this.
Get yourself a new controller.
I know. I got to get it shipped to your house, Drake. I'm going to do that like in 2 days here. But anyway, okay, Inkling it is. Cool.
Inkling.
That'll be fun. But Drake, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Kirby's Dream Land 3 for the Super Nintendo, could they do that?
Indeed, you can find me at Actorak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt, and Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry, at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Drake?
Indeed, retrogamingrevelry at gmail.com.
And please do tweet us, email us. We would love discussion questions. Also want to give a quick shout out to at Swift Justice, who did a month ago as we record this, tweet us some discussion questions. And we just saw them today because we're terrible at fucking Twitter. However,
but we also can't really answer any of them.
We can't. He asked us about some movies, and we actually haven't seen any of those movies except for Roadhouse. I guess we could talk about Roadhouse, but we'll save that one. But yeah. So Swift Justice, thank you for tweeting us. We just actually can't answer those questions right now.
He asked us about Cats. All right, this week, Earl, watch Cats the movie.
Is it out? Can I just watch it? Or
I think it's on. Do you have HBO?
I'll get it. I used to, but now I don't, and I'll just get it again.
Okay. Otherwise, I can't remember if it's on. I think it's on HBO Max right now.
Okay. Well, then I'll get HBO. We'll watch Cats, and we'll do one of Swift Justice's.
Watch Cats, and we'll review Cats for Swift Justice.
Oh my God! This is
Abby's just shaking her head over there.
Swift Justice.
Watching Cats.
You owe us one, man. We're gonna watch Cats for you. We're gonna.
I've been holding out for the butthole cut.
So. Yeah, listen. I am a theater guy. I am a 100% theater guy. It is my career. I love theater. I've never seen Cats. I don't want to see Cats. I hate every song that ever plays from Cats. But I will watch this movie for you, bro. I will do it. I will do it. Like Cats is like the worst thing to happen to theater in the last 30 years, which is as long as it's been running on Broadway. So, actually I don't think it's on Broadway anymore. Well, nothing's on Broadway right now, but I think it actually did close.
I think it might actually still be on Broadway.
Yeah. I think it actually is too.
Obviously not right now.
I was in New York, what, like 2 years ago, and I don't, or maybe
yeah,
just
I was
a
in
year
there,
ago.
I was there. Last year?
Yeah, I think it was last year. I think it was last year.
I was there last year. Abby says Cats is still running.
Cats is still running. Okay. Anyway, we'll watch the movie and we'll report on your discussion question next week. I don't know. I think that's about it. Give us a rating on your favorite podcast app. Jurek, you want to take us out?
I sure do. Until next week, game on, Dysons.
Game on, Dysons, which is a vacuum.
Oh, it's a character in Terminator.
Oh yeah, he invented Skynet. Yes, we did it. That was a long one, Drake.
It'll be a long one.
I got an hour and 28 minutes on that one.
Yep.
You
had to at least beat the full first level.
Yeah, this might be our longest one ever.